This is a dictation for Daltonia Pang, D-E-L-T like Tom, O-N-I-A-P-A-N-G. Daltonia Pang, date of birth 8-8-1970, date of accident 12-12-2021, date of service is January 11, 2023. Mr. Daltonia Pang is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 12-21-2021, leading to various symptoms that he attributes to. Mr. Daltonia Pang is being seen for a follow-up visit today. He reports that he has an ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, specifically as well as to the left elbow, left hip, and left knee currently. These pain levels are only between 2 to 4 and have not been bothering him tremendously. There has been almost like 80% improvement in his pain symptoms with physical therapy, conservative treatment. The patient has no effect on ADLs at this time. He is able to work on a light-duty job. In the system review, patient reports headaches, which are not associated with any TBI symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, hearing disturbance, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, or memory loss. He has no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of stiffness of the neck and lower back. Along with this, he has a pain in the neck and the lower back. Currently, patient has no difficulty walking, and in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing is reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, vacancy, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. There is no changes in the pain level, except it has improved 80% at this time. And no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 174 over 91, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. In the physical examination, is a copy and paste from the previous visit of 12-7-2022, dictation number 1210-047, with the following modification. In the musculoskeleton examination, kindly mention that the following this is the following range of motions in the cervical and lumbar spine. In the forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. This is for cervical spine. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension is not painful at all. And in the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, the cervical sign, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was negative, dermal test negative, distraction test was negative, Sotoal test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Camp test negative, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints are non-tender, the standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalon test is negative, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, the left hip is almost normally appearing, and so is the left knee. No positive findings are, all the testing were negative. The patellar apprehension is negative, McMurray sign, Steenman sign, valgus varus are all negative, anterior draw, posterior draw is negative. Range of motion is normal at the hip and the knee. Gait is normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the patient on a protocol of medication, which is Mobic. He's been prescribed Tylenol 4, Elavil, Neurontin, and Furoside. And he has been referred to a chiropractor. Also, his physical therapy has also been continued to two times a week. And we have requested physical therapy evaluation and PT certification and patient affidavit for further therapy. And he can use a laser treatment. He has been advised about infrared device for helping him. His work is on restriction at 7 hours, 7 days at 10 pounds. And he has been reviewed. We have reviewed all the MRIs, and it is found that the following issues are found in the MRI. In the sacroiliac joint, MRI was completely normal, while the left knee MRI shows knee joint effusion, anterior cruciate ligament sprain. The patient was advised injection to the left knee, but he has not come forward for that. In the left hip, there is a left hip joint effusion and a tear at the superior lateral margin of the acetabulum, and there is a tear and degenerative arthropathy of the left hip joint. Again, a steroid injection was advised for him under X-ray. In the lumbar spine, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 has a physiological bulge and should not be responsible for pain. In the cervical spine, patient has herniated disc at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, or with cervical epidural injections for advice. And if the patient arrives, we will be more than happy to do them. At this time, patient is stable, and he has been advised about yoga and heat treatment and water aerobics. Thank you.